Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to another edition of Days with Murph. Yes, the recaps are back, although I'm not sure for exactly how long. We'll just play it by ear week to week. Anyway, we're here to discuss the weekly happenings of GH and everything that went down. As usual, I've got my lovely and talented co-host and friend, Emily, with me. So let's do this thing. Hey, girl, what are you doing?
I'm in the car, again, as usual.
In the car.
Anyway, so we have a lot to discuss. We haven't done this in a while.
It feels like 2 years we hadn't done a recap show. You know what I mean?
It's been like months. Like, it's been a while.
Seriously, has. You know,
that's okay.
Something always keeps popping up, or one of us is out of town or something. So.
Yeah, we were busy having a life.
Exactly, but. What did you think of a GH this week?
Well, it was pretty boring, actually. Well, it wasn't that bad. It was just boring. Like, I don't really care who killed Silas.
My feeling on the week was and for those of you who have not seen today's episode, I will not spoil it for you. I only say this. I called it from the start.
We know you called it, okay? You get credit for calling who killed him. I still don't care if you killed him, but you get credit for that, I guess.
True, but I mean, you said you only had one prime performer this week?
Well, I did until today.
True.
I have two.
Why don't you go ahead and tell us who your prime performer was?
Okay, so Mara West for that scene in the courtroom, and then like that just with no explanation, obviously, and then Marty Bernard for the scene today with Laura Wright and Brian Craig.
I told you this off air. And Maurice is my prime performer of the week too. And I told you this off air. And from the response on Twitter, it looks a lot like I'm not alone. I am totally convinced Maurice Bernard was not acting in those scenes when he explained his bipolar symptoms to Morgan. I am 1,000% I convinced Maurice was not acting. There's no way it could have been.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Mm-hmm. And did you see Laura Wright's face when he was explaining all that? She's like, I don't know if I can keep it together for this. I don't know if I can hold my composure.
I know. When then he started like crying, and I was like, stop! Don't even do that. Nope, not today.
Exactly. So let's run down the week. On Monday, just to recap, we had three people in custody. Four actually. Franco, Nina, Ava, and Rick. So, and we slowly whittled that down to as of now, still in jail is just Franco, Nina, and Ava. As of now.
Yeah.
But I thought it was funny when the scenes between Lulu, Dylan, and Nexi. Lulu goes, I am not an actor.
I know. I didn't take any acting classes. Yeah, well.
Yeah, I'm not an actor. I died at that part. I
feel like what's going to happen is she's going to say that she'll do it, and then they're going to end up hooking up, obviously.
Oh, I'm sure of that. I'm sure.
I mean, let's be realistic.
But, yeah, like you said, and can I just say that those, well, first of all, I have to give a big shout out to Robert Palmer Watkins for his portrayal of Dylan so far. He's just been one of my favorite recasts in recent memory.
Except
I love the recast.
Except for the fact that Dylan said he wasn't at Georgie's funeral. Okay.
This is true.
And, well, that's almost as bad. Actually, I think that's worse than Emma Sam's character saying, which it wasn't her fault.
The Holly Luke line, yeah.
Yeah,
that's,
saying
yeah.
that Holly didn't know Bill. Oh, no, she only dated him for a year.
She
didn't know him, though.
Yeah, she
whatever.
Knew him. But,
I didn't write that. This is why.
This
is the reason right there. Because somebody can't do
their
research.
I didn't write that.
And they write stupid stuff like that.
But anyway, Robert Palmer Watkins is, like I said, one of my favorite recasts. And I can't wait to see what the new writers give him to work with. I for one, I'm pretty excited about it. So.
Yeah, I liked him. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So...
And,
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, we'll talk about the show, and then we'll talk about, like, the gossip. So go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll wait till we're done talking about the actual episodes, and then we'll talk about the other stuff. So go ahead and say what you were going to say.
I was just going to say, on the same lines, when we last left you with our last recap, we officially have brand new writers.
Yes, we do. So
I'm kind of excited to see where GH goes with these new writers.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they wrote for Young and the Restless and For All My Children, and let's be real, they can't get a whole lot worse. So
I think Gene also wrote for One Life, and if I'm not bad mistaken, Gene.
One of them wrote for One Life, and one wrote for AMC, but I'm not sure which one is which.
Yeah.
Anyways,
Gene did write for a YNR too, if I'm not mistaken on that.
I can't even keep it straight. Like, I Googled it, and then, I don't know. Anyway.
That's right, but anyway.
They took over on August 10th, so their stuff should be airing soon, because they film, like, a month in advance. So,
right.
Month to 6 weeks, I think. So, I'm probably, like, next week. No, next week, Nathan Varney posted on Facebook and said that next week it's him and Frank and some other people, I don't know who, like, tweaked the episode so I can make it flow with what the new writers had written. So I think next week is, like, transitioning into the new stuff, and then, yeah.
And it's the week I'll be gone, so I will.
You won't miss much.
Probably not, but anyway.
I'll text you and tell you what happens, if anything good happens.
Okay. And I might be able to catch some of it on the trip, I don't know. I just depends on schedule wise.
Right. Okay, so we shall talk about the random, like, rumors that are on the DH Happenings website and also on Twitter and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people think that Tristan Rogers is coming back, and I don't know how true that is, but his contract at YNR is over.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't, and I think actually I think
don't
I saw
know.
They put him. I think I saw
I hadn't heard nothing.
Put, he just dropped down to recurring, like his contract ended, and then they put him on recurring. So
uh-huh.
they can share, because you know they shared him with, or they shared Wally Kerr.
Right.
We don't know.
With Days, right? But
so
I had not heard that.
But,
I had not heard that.
Yeah, I saw
but,
that on the Viewcasting website. I didn't know that though. Like I told earlier. But apparently that's going on. Anyway,
you know,
okay, also...
You know...
Go ahead. I was going to move on, but
say,
go ahead and say what you're going to say.
I was just going to say that a lot of people are campaigning hard for Vincent Irizarry, who played Dr. David Hayward on My Children, to come over at GH. I don't know how.
Yeah, who would he even play?
I don't know.
Who would he play?
And
I mean,
and I
like
even
him,
know,
but I don't know that there's a home for him on another show right now.
Right, you know, and I don't know that. I don't know if they're negotiating anything or if it's just rumors. I don't even know at this point. So we shall
right.
see.
All right, so the next thing is that they're going to, apparently they're killing off Kyle Sloane, which is stupid, because
mm-hmm.
they brought him on and made this big deal of that character, and apparently they're killing him off, or that was the general
mm-hmm.
idea. But now that there's
right.
a new writer, we don't really know, but the original actor that played him is coming back, and he's replacing the guy that is currently
back.
Playing
yep.
him. Yeah, which, because
mm-hmm.
everybody petitioned for that, because everybody hated the new guy. I know, no offense to him, but he wasn't that great at that character. So, they finally listened, and they brought the other guy back. But apparently he's going to die,
mm-hmm.
so nobody is sad.
Exactly.
I don't know if he's actually going to die.
Oh,
I just...
And this has not been confirmed, or it may have been, I just missed it, but apparently Anna is back next week.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. It's on the General Hospital Happenings website, too. It says that she's back earlier than was supposed to be expected, which I don't know why.
Right.
I mean, I don't know, like, the reason, but I know that she's supposed to come back,
mm-hmm.
like, next. And a lot of people think that
yeah.
with her coming back and them killing off Sloane, and plus, a lot of people think that Tristan Rogers will come back or he'll do both. But because
mm-hmm.
Emma Sands is, if he comes back, Emma Sands is not going to come back full time because she already said she's not moving back to the U.S.
Right.
So
right.
that would put in position for yet another, like, love triangle, which who doesn't want that?
Exactly.
Can you feel the sarcasm?
Exactly. But, you know, I'm a Fenella Hughes fan. We all know
yeah,
this.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too.
I adore Fenella Hughes. And switching gears from GH to Dancing with the Stars for just a second, I would kill
okay.
to see Fenella on Dancing.
Yes,
I would
wants
kill.
That too. It's not, it's a popular opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I would love that.
Mm-hmm. You know, and like I said, my top three GHers have to be on Dancing. Fenella Hughes, Laura Wright.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yes, Fenella, Laura, and...
I like to see a few guys there.
And one of the guys.
Yeah, one of the guys. I'm trying to think who would be a good one. Maybe, I could totally see Ryan Pavey doing that.
Oh, I could too. Maybe not Brian Craig, but I don't know. Ryan would
or
be good,
would have,
yeah.
Yeah, or
I do agree.
Samuel.
I forgot about him, yeah. Mark Anthony Samuel would be epic. Which would be epic.
Or Jason Thompson.
True.
I could do this all day.
But Yes, we could.
Or Becky Hurst would be good, too.
Becky, I think, would be good at the elegant ballroom stuff. The Latin stuff,
yeah.
I'm not so sure about that.
But I would love to see her because I think she's adorable. But
I
could totally see Brad, maybe.
Yeah.
Or Tyler
yeah.
Christopher. But I don't know that Tyler Christopher would go for that. But he did do Wife Swap, so maybe.
He did. That's true, he did.
That was so
and
funny.
That episode was kind of epic.
Ron Moss.
That episode was kind of epic.
Yeah, Ron Moss might do dance. Stars. That would be funny. I don't. That guy needs to lay off the plastic surgery.
Okay.
Okay. Honestly, though, his face—he doesn't even look like the same person anymore. You cannot lie to me and say that guy has not had plastic surgery.
He probably has. I agree. He probably has.
Anyways, moving on from Ron Moss and his face.
Just moving on from that.
Anyways, okay, so also on the internet, there's a casting, another casting call for another new character, everybody assumes it's a new character, but it's for, a 30-year-old guy, and it says no race specified on the casting call, so I don't know who this is for, and I think it's probably a new character, because why don't they create some more,
Exactly. Hey, you know, I did just think of something. What did you think about the bombshell they dropped about Brad's marriage?
I kind of liked it, but I also kind of thought it was one of those last-minute things where they couldn't think of anything better to say, so they did that.
Yeah.
They had a secret for a while, and then they couldn't think of a way to resolve that, so they were like, well, let's just do this.
Let's make his brother married. You know, it's like that whole fluke thing. A fluke was supposed to have been a Bill Eckert, but the fans figured that out.
So they changed it in the middle.
Changed it mid-story, exactly.
That had a lot to do with him coming and going, too, though, because he did have to have surgery. So I'll give him some credit for that. It was kind of his fault. Mm-hmm. But the whole Brad thing, that's so stupid. Why?
You know,
I think that's supposedly her big secret, too.
I think that's sort of what happened here. Maybe a few of the fans might have figured it out, and they were like, oh, wait a second. So.
Right. Well, I think that's supposed to be her big, huge secret, too, which is so stupid. They've been saying that for, months, and then they do that, and it's so dumb.
What would have been a bigger shocker to me is if she was Alcazar's kid.
Yeah, see, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking she was something to do with the mob, but no, they did something lame.
She was Lila Ray.
Well, she could still have something to do with the mob because his family supposedly mob people. Because,
you know,
his parents are supposedly the people that owned the Asian Quarter back in, a million years ago. When Robert and Anna. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it'll turn out to be decent, but right now it's kind of dumb that they did that. I don't know why they would do that.
Maybe. You know,
she's been on the show for a year, and she's been living in Port Charles for a year, and she hasn't run into him yet, really.
And she can still turn out to be Alcazar's kid still, because like you said, there is that mob connection with Brad's family being owning the Asian Quarter and stuff like that. So that's possible, very possible.
Oh, we had remember the day that there was all that news, all the things coming out about the show, and we didn't even do a GH recap, so no, we didn't ever talk about it, but.
I do.
Lexi Ainsworth is back next week as Christina, so that's happening.
I saw that too. And for me personally, I'm kind of excited that a Christina is back in any form.
Yeah, especially
as any actress.
I really like her. I really like Lexi Ainsworth. But also, they keep saying that she's away at college, but wasn't she in jail?
I know,
isn't that the reason that she left?
Last time we saw Christina, played by Lindsay Morgan, she was in jail for for the attempted murder of Johnny. So
no, it was of Connie. Wasn't it?
It was Connie.
She said.
Yeah, it was,
she went to jail for that.
She went into the Hugh Mansion with a baseball bat and confronted Connie. Remember?
Yeah, I thought she went into the office and she like tore up the office and like
broke
all
the office.
Lamps and stuff. Yeah.
It was Connie's office. It wasn't Hugh Mansion. It was Connie's office.
I don't understand. They're like, she's in college. Like, no, she's in jail. And they keep saying,
no, she's actually in jail.
A while back, they would say, like, people had visited her in jail, like, Johnny had visited her or something like that. And I was like, so now she's not in jail, now she's back at college, but I don't know. I didn't write it.
It's just, I don't know, but anyway.
Well, they can't.
I didn't
it's kind of weird if they were, like, getting out of jail and coming home. Like, that would be kind of in poor taste, but it would also kind of be funny, so.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, we've got to go pick Christine up from jail now.
Exactly. I don't write the show. I just watch it. So, there you go.
But if you did. Oh, okay.
If I did.
So, also.
Okay. Hey. Let's play a little game real quick, okay? A little bit of a game.
Boy.
If I wrote GH.
That's a hashtag on Twitter. Like, people, that was like a trending hashtag for a while.
I know it was. But if I wrote GH. Oh, God. If I wrote GH, it wouldn't be pretty.
If I wrote GH, the first thing I would do would be, like, a mass murderer that took out, like, Kiki and Ava and all those people that I don't really care. But, no, actually, I like Ava. Well, I don't like her, but I like
her. I love Ava.
But, okay, I would have, who would you have to kill, who would you kill off, like, immediately? Like, I would not have that many cast.
I would probably kill off. I don't know. Maybe Kiki.
Megan just said PJ, and my mom said and his girlfriend.
Kiki.
No,
maybe.
I would actually. I think that. Yeah, I don't know. First would be Kiki. Like she would have to go right off the top.
But
second of all, if Morgan can't act right, he would be the second to go.
I will tell you this though. The past couple of days, Haley Aaron has been stepping up to the plate.
That's true, but I still don't like Kiki. I still think they pulled that character out of nowhere.
True, but I mean.
But, okay, who else could we kill? I just had a thought, but I lost. Oh, Michael. Mom said Michael. I could go for that. I don't need him. But they can't kill any more quarterbacks.
Michael's too. Michael's too important of a character to die, you know?
Yeah, but still. Who else can they kill? Valerie can go. I don't need her either. Like, she's
so
irrelevant.
Go,
I don't even like Dante, to be honest with you. Like, I don't think he's relevant right now either.
That's funny.
But I wouldn't kill Dante.
Okay, here you are.
Like, actually, he's kind of an important character, so I would leave him alone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mom said she'd recast the actor. I could see that.
And Megan just tweeted me. She goes, If you could kill anybody, it would be. Megan just tweeted that to me.
No,
that's hilarious.
So I would totally. But seriously, a serial killer. That was what would happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's what would happen. A serial killer. If I wrote the show.
Mm-hmm.
He could take out. Yeah, Mom just said they need to change the commissioner. I agree. There is no reason for a brand new character. Well, brand new in the grand scheme of things, because she's only been around like a year.
Yeah.
There is no reason that she is the commissioner.
I agree.
And also, first of all, did Mac and Felicia die? Where are they?
Seriously, are they?
Did he die? What happened to them running the floating rib? Like, whenever somebody's in the floating rib, they're not there. Did they die?
In the floating rib. I mean, that's
I don't get that.
I don't even know.
I really don't. I liked it when, like, Mac was always there, and people would come in and they would talk to Mac. Now there's like some random person with no lines that stands back.
That was cool. Hey, you know what I like?
Who else would I kill? Who else would you kill? I would kill Julian Jerome.
I kind of like Julian, to be honest with you. I kind of like the mobbish kind of, you know. But
I like the mob story too, but I don't like him.
I would probably have to kill, of course, Kiki, obviously. And maybe, I'm not completely sure. I'm going to put the fifth on that one.
I would kill the Cassadines, like, finally, like, once and for all. Like, Helena Cassadine would not be coming back from the dead again.
Mm-hmm.
She would be going. And so
yes.
would, well, they already killed the other ones, so they
end.
Say they did. Yeah, that's dumb. Also,
yeah, since Luke is off the canvas now, that I would put that whole Spencer Cassadine ward to rest.
For real. Well, that's what they said they were doing the time that he shot her, but that didn't stick, apparently, so.
Yeah, that's what I would do if I was,
okay,
yeah.
But aside from killing people, so, mm-hmm. okay, first of all, I would have first of all, Nicholas, I don't like the way he's acting. That needs to end. But I would have
mm-hmm.
him and Hayden, like, together, not just, like, manipulatively together, like, actually a couple.
Romantically together.
Yeah. And I'm trying
mm-hmm.
to think who else. Yeah, where is Spencer all of a sudden? Mom just said that. Where are all their kids? Have you noticed
that's
how...
That's a good point. Yeah.
Have
you
noticed
know,
how Patrick no longer has a child now that he has a girlfriend?
I read in a interview somewhere that they were going to start using kids sparingly. So.
Yeah, well, because that's because they use them too much for a minute. Also, the fact that Carly's kid's not going to be at her wedding because she's in Australia is so lame, considering it's not like we're actually seeing Jack.
Mm-hmm.
So they could could come off that salary and like put the kid in the episode. Just saying.
Mm-hmm. There is one element of the show that I would definitely change. Stop sourcing the kids and making the kids older than parents.
Mother
you know
just
what
said
I mean?
That they need to kill Scotty Baldwin, and I cannot agree more.
But
here's what I'm saying. Here's my thing. Laura's going to come back in a few months, in like
mm-hmm.
a month, I guess. When she comes
right.
back, they're all talking about the things they're going to do with this character. One of them better not be Scotty Baldwin. I don't want her back with Scott. It's so dumb. I don't like him anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like
mm-hmm.
him with her. And after that whole Lucy, Bobby triangle
mm-hmm.
mess,
mm-hmm.
he just needs to go. Or he needs to go. When did him and Bobby break up, by the way?
I have no idea. But we've only got like a minute and a half. And I know you said we needed to keep this short today. So I'm going to...
Nah, it's okay. Hang on. Let me say this. I was going to say, a lot of people on the internet, including Maurice Benoit, are talking about Laura and Sonny getting together, and I don't like that. First of all, I like Carly and Sonny. Second of all, that would never
yeah,
work.
That's, no,
I don't
it
get
wouldn't.
The thing with that.
Mm-mm.
I don't get it.
I don't either, to be honest with you. But whatever.
My mother just said, bring Robert Scorpio back and put him with Laura. And you know what? Nancy said the same thing to me the other day, because they played, I don't know their name on that show, but... They were married on Young and the Restless. I don't know their characters' names. And they were really good. So
mm-hmm.
that's a possibility. I could see that. I don't know. I just don't
I
want
could
to see somebody that's just stupid. That's like recycled. Like, can you find somebody else?
Mm-hmm. But getting back to what I was saying about the kids and stuff, this is the thing I would change about the entire subgenre. I would... Stop sourcing
stop
the kids.
Yeah. I agree.
Stop
well, that's
taking
like...
kids, like, so far in advanced age that they look older than the parents.
Yes. Okay, thank you so much. That is so true. I was watching Days today, and Kayla and Steve's kid that they had in, like, 2008, maybe 2007, so I'll give them credit for
he's
that.
He's in college, you told me.
Is now in a
mm-hmm.
sophomore in college. All of a sudden... Like, last week, I kid you not, this little boy last week...
He was, like,
week,
7 years old.
Yeah, he was, like, 7 or 8 years old in just a few episodes ago. Now he's in
mm-hmm.
college. I
know. Mm-hmm. You know...
My mom's
you know,
like, what's your problem with intellectually gifted people? No, it's
that
not
reminds,
that. It's the fact that this kid was born, well, how many years ago? 7 years ago, and he's already in college.
Right. And, you know, and that reminded me of when they aged Lulu. And she went from this adorable, what, 5-year-old kid.
Brunette, nonetheless.
A 5-year-old adorable brunette kid to a 20-something-year-old blonde. That's,
for real. Well, that's what jumps me. I know. Well, that's like Maxie. Maxie was a baby, and then over the weekend, you know, Monday, Maxie's 5 years old.
Yeah.
But hey, whatever.
25.
I know. I don't get that. It's so stupid.
I don't either. You know, that's one thing that's always bugged me about soaps and stuff, is that they age the kids older than the parents sometimes.
Yeah. Okay, let me just...
That's one thing that bugged me.
Okay, first of all, hang on, one more thing. Rebecca Budig and Robert Palmer Watkins, on the internet, it says they both got a 4-year contract, but the show is not renewed for 4 more years, so I don't know what the deal is. But apparently they have a 4-year contract, but I'm cool with that because I like Rebecca Budig. So,
I'm a fan.
Yeah, I like her. And also,
I'm a fan.
Teresa Castillo and Michelle Stafford are both pregnant, so I'm not sure if their characters are going to be pregnant, but I could totally see Nina. No, Nina's not going to be pregnant. We already went down that road. But what if Sabrina...
Yeah.
I swear, I'm so tired of the baby stuff. Watch her get pregnant with Michael's kid.
That'd be interesting.
Or Nina... Can you imagine if Nina had Franco's kid? Like, that kid would be screwed for life.
That kid would just be... There'd be no hope for that kid.
I know, but... Yeah. If that kid would have mental issues.
Yes, he would. I agree.
Anyway, that's all we have to talk about for now.
Pretty much. So,
do an announcement for me, please.
Okay.
I don't have the calendar with me. I'll forget something.
Tomorrow is our third show of the week. Oh, we've been having back-to-back-to-back shows. I'm surprised you haven't killed me yet for that.
Well, it's coming.
Oh, God.
Oh, wait, I think, okay,
oh,
wait. Yeah, we have Jesse Lee Cates tomorrow.
Yes.
And then on September 2nd, we have
Is that
Kristen Burt.
Gone?
Yeah, Cody will be gone, but that's okay. We have Kristen Burt, and we're going to do a cast announcement show with Kathy.
Announcement of the Stars. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's funny because I texted Kathy about that. She goes, I don't watch that show. I was like, well, it's a good thing that you don't have to. And so we're doing that. And on September 8th, we have Corey Ann. And then...
Top singer Corey Ann.
What's the date after the next week? Oh, the next week's the 15th, which is my birthday.
The 15th, and we have
Cassie P.
And we have the Love of Your Life.
Okay, yeah, that's true. And then who do we have after that? On the 22nd, we have Bonnie Irwin. Yeah. And then the 23rd, we have Crystal Ayers, maybe.
No,
that's all for now.
That's about a month out that the Crystal Ayers interview. So that could be a subject change. But
yeah, for now,
I'm sure
she'll. The 23rd, but she does
she'll
work
let us
on
know,
the
Bay, sure.
So she's not really sure what her schedule's like, but she said that Wednesday she's not working normally, and she's good for Wednesdays, so hopefully.
Yep. I'm sure,
then,
like I said, she'll let us know something, I'm sure, so.
Yeah, she told me she'd text me and let me know, so we shall see.
No, awesome.
She'll be fun, though.
Is that it?
I think
is
so.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I will let you go, and I'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our long-awaited GH recap for the week. Like him said, we have tomorrow at 5 p.m. Central, we have the singer-songwriter, Jesse Lee Cates. And the second, which is the date I'll have to miss, Emily and Kathy will be talking with another one of my favorite people in this entire world, the incredibly talented Miss Kristen Burt. This is the 2nd of September. And then the 8th, I will hopefully cross my fingers, be back from a vacation. If not, I will be doing the show from somewhere on the road. the 8th, we have a pop singer, Corey Ann, joining us. And in the 15th, we've got our incredibly talented dear friend, Miss Apache Peas, joining us. And this is all September, obviously. And the 22nd, we have the lovely and talented Miss Bonnie Irwin. And the 23rd, we have a producer of the hit web series The Bay joining us, Crystal Ayers. So that's pretty much all the announcements I've got for y'all. So I think with that, I'm going to end the episode right now. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.